Russia's ambassador to North Korea says oil shipments to the North should not be reduced again. Russian news media reported the comments of the country's top diplomat in Pyongyang, Alexander Matsagora. Speaking on the state-operated RIA news agency, he warned, "We can't lower deliveries any further." He said increased shortages would lead to serious humanitarian problems. Matsagora added, official representatives of Pyongyang have made it clear that a blockade would be interpreted by North Korea as a declaration of war with all the subsequent consequences. The United Nations Security Council has passed 8 resolutions against North Korea in the last 2 years. Those resolutions placed sanctions on the North by limiting the country's exports and imports and financial activity. The measures also have put financial and travel restrictions on North Korean officials and barred additional North Koreans from working outside the country. The United States, South Korea, and other countries also have put in place their own restrictions. The UN has set quotas for North Korean oil imports. The ambassador says about 540,000 tons of crude oil are permitted. Over 60,000 tons of oil products from Russia, China, and other countries are also permitted, he added. Matsagora said that is a drop in the ocean for a country of 25 million people. U.S. President Donald Trump targeted North Korea in his first State of the Union speech to the United States Congress on Tuesday. Trump promised to continue to place pressure on North Korea to keep it from developing weapons that could threaten the U.S. Last week, the U.S. added to existing sanctions on North Korea, including measures against its crude oil ministry. Reuters reported that the U.S. Treasury placed restrictions on 9 groups, 16 individuals, and 6 North Korean ships. The targets of the sanctions are accused of involvement in trading goods used in weapons production. North Korea has condemned the latest sanctions. North Korean state media said the measures were meant to hurt recently improved ties between the two Koreas. The two sides continue to carry out joint preparations for the 2018 Winter Olympic Games to be held in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Russia's deputy foreign minister said his country has no obligation to carry out U.S. sanctions. Other North Korean exports also have been targeted in an effort to punish North Korea for its nuclear and long-distance missile tests. The Russian ambassador, however, denied that his country is permitting North Korea to use Russian ports to transport coal, another sanctioned product. The U.S. has said such activity would contravene UN sanctions on the North. I'm Mario Ritter.